The rules around tree removal or injury on private property in Guelph may soon change. During its Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday, Council gave initial approval for staff to take four options out for public consultation, before returning with a final recommendation next year. The options range from maintaining the status quo. Permits are required to remove trees of 10 centimeters diameter or more, provided they're on a lot of at least 0.2 hectares in size, cutting the lot size requirement in half, to 0.1 hectares, doubling the applicable diameter size but covering all private lots, and maintaining the current requirements in addition to trees with a diameter of 50 centimeters or more on all private lands. There are exemptions now, and in the draft revisions, for trees that are sick and present a safety risk, as well as for the removal of invasive species. I look forward to the community being engaged on this, said Cowan. Kathy Downer. Trees are my favorite subject. Early staff estimates put the cost of implementing those revisions between $0 for the first two options, status quo and including smaller lots, to an additional $340,000 annually for option 3, 20 centimeters minimal diameter on all private property, and $218,000 for option 4, adding 50 centimeters trees on all properties to the status quo. Mayor Cam Guthrie told staff he'd like to see service fee options in the final report to council, providing an opportunity to keep any increased costs off the property tax base. That, he noted, could include establishing a fee for having city staff assess trees to determine if a removal permit is needed. Currently, such a fee is only implemented when an inspection shows a permit is required. My main focus on this, other than actually trying to protect trees, is development and how onerous it's going to be, Guthrie added. We're going to have a lot more infill in our community, he continued, pointing to the potential for properties to have four units without needing special permission. We're going to have regular folk wanting to put a tiny home in their backyard. Neither the current bylaw or the draft revisions cover new development projects. Staff explained those situations are covered under the Planning Act, which requires tree preservation planning and includes a requirement for new plantings. However, the private tree protection bylaw does cover infill and redevelopment projects. The city's urban forest includes about 3 million trees, more than half of which are on private property. A 2019 consultants report estimated the city's tree canopy at 23.3% of the total land area. Last year, City Council unanimously approved a plan with 42 action items, including a private tree protection bylaw update, along with improved planting standards for all developments and city infrastructure projects. The stated goal was to achieve 40% tree canopy coverage by 2031, but the council-approved plan pushes that back to 2070. In order to achieve that target, 3.68 million new trees are needed. Though the committee didn't select a preferred bylaw update option, Cowan. Leanne Karen indicated she leans toward the 20 centimeters diameter requirement on all private lands. It's the only way we're going to get to our 2070 goals, maximize the urban forest canopy and retain what we have, she said. Expanding the bylaw under options 3 and 4 could see up to 69% of trees covered, a staff report states, noting about 78% of trees are smaller than 20 centimeters in diameter. Council is expected to consider ratifying the committee's decision during its March 26 meeting, which begins at 10 a.m. If ultimately approved, this would be the first update to the bylaw since 2010. It was first implemented in 1986.